Good to Erev Shabbos. It's been a long time since we were zeichet to record a shir. I am in Chutz La'aretz, b'mayrev, but libi b'mizrach. And I felt this schus to be able to give a shir on this extremely rare aftira, Parshas Tezria, has to be separate from Mitzrayim in order to get this aftira. It also has to be nothing else that's happening. Not Shabbos HaGadol, not Shabbos Parshas Chodesh, so it's unusual to have this of Torah. So let's say a little Dvar Torah, and we've spoken in the past on the story of Naaman. Let's speak about beginning of the Torah. Beginning of the Torah, we're told a nis, which happened during the Rav, during the hunger, how a man brought Elisha some bread, 20 rolls of bread, and he offered his gift to Elisha. Elisha said, wow, we're going to use this to feed everybody. He fed all his Talmidim, all the Bnei Anavim. And even though there were those that were skeptical, his famous Gabbai was skeptical. How could it possibly support so many people? But Elisha said it would be a nace. And this little bit amount of food was enough for everybody. Now, this food is called in the Pasuk, it's called Bikurim. Bikurim was brought to Elisha. So maybe somehow you could say it was possible that Bikurim was brought to Elisha. But we'll see that there's no reason Bikurim should have been brought to Elisha. Because the Gemara in Ksuvah, Staff Kuf Hei Amar Beis, says Elisha wasn't someone you brought Bikurim to. Rashi says, because Elisha was not a Kohen. Rashi proves in Ksuvah, Kuf Hei Amar Beis, Elisha was not a Kohen. Tosfos has another very solid proof, because Bikurim has to be brought to the Mizbech in Yerushalayim, and not presented in the Shomron up north. And therefore, the Gemara asks, how is it possible that the Navi is saying that Bikurim was given to Elisha? So the Gemara really, in full context, has a story. There's a bunch of stories, beginning of the 13th Parak in Ksuvos, about halachas of trustworthy and honest shaiftim and dayanim who do not take ribbis, and attempts to try to bribe them. And one of the Amirim who is discussed is the Hilig Amir Rav Anon, who is actually famous for being Eliyahu Hanavi's Chavrusa and having written the Sefer Tana Debe Eliyahu. But the Gemara has a story with him, how somebody once came and brought Rav Anon a whole gift of fish, little fish from a certain river in a basket. And Rav Anon said, what's this for? He said, I'm bringing it to you. He said, what are you doing here? Where are you from? What's your story? So the fellow said, actually, I have a big din Torah, and I wanted you to be the dayan, the paskin. So he said, and there was nobody else between where you live and here. You tell me you come from a distant city, came all the way. He says, yeah, I want you to be my dayan. So Rav Anon said, you automatically have just disqualified me from being your dayan by offering me this bribe. I'm not going to accept it, and I'm not going to be your dayan. So this fine fellow said to Rav Anon, well, he's a fine fellow because he tried to fix things up, and he said, okay, you can't be my dayan, but please still accept this gift. And Rav Anon said, I'm not accepting this gift. He said, no, Rabbi, you have to accept it, because if you don't accept this gift, you are stopping me from bringing Bikurim. And Rav Anon said, stopping you from bringing Bikurim? How am I bringing Bikurim? We're in Bavel. What's the Shaychas Bechal? And he said to him, because it says in Naftira, that's what this fellow told Rav Anon, it says in Naftira, how somebody brought bread as Bikurim to Elisha, and it can't really be true, like we said. Rashi says Elisha wasn't a Kohen. Taisa says it wasn't even a place to bring Bechal Bikurim. So why is the Taira HaKdaisha in Naftira call it Bikurim? Must be. If you bring a gift to a Talmud Chacham, Kalamevi Doira in the Talmud Chacham, Ki'ilu hikriv bikurim. It says, if you brought bikurim. And Rav Anon said, you convinced me. That was a wonderful drasha. And he accepted the fish. And of course, he didn't pass him for him. So here we have this amazing chiddush. Someone brings a present to a Talmud Chacham. It's considered as if he brought a bikurim. Now, Tosfos, when he discusses what the reason why he couldn't bring real Bikurim to Elisha, because it was up north, he brings a Tana de Velio, which, like we said, was written by Rav Anan, where the Girsa over there says that it can't be that it's real Bikurim, says the Tana de Velio, because there was no Beis HaMikdash there, and there was no Kayan Gadol. And Rav Yaakov Emnon, as a guys on this Gemara, says you should not be Gairis Kayan Gadol, because why would Kayan Gadol be relevant to bringing Bikurim or not? The point is that there was no Kayan. So he's Gairis in Kayan Klal, not Kayan Gadol, in Kayan Klal. There's no Kayan in, you know, up north in Shomron. That's not what it's about. Therefore, why would they be bringing Bikurim over there? So the Gemara meant that there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Kayan. But what's his Nusach? Maybe we could say a Taretz to this Nusach of Kayin Gadol. Now, we'll come back to that soon, Mirta Hashem. Now, the Nusach of the actual Tana de Ve'elio is a little different than our Girsa in the Gemara. Instead of saying, Kol HaMevi Doirin, the Talmud Chacham, Ki Ilu Hikri Bikurim, whoever brings a gift to a Talmud Chacham as if he brought Bikurim, the Nusach of a Tana de Ve'elio is Kol, Nusach is Kol HaMefarnis Talmud Chacham, whoever supports a Talmud Chacham, just as if he brought Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the back of the Gemara, there is a Haggah from Rav Tzvi Berlin, from his grandson, or Rav, I don't know, Rav Tzadik Berlin, from his grandson, Rav Tzvi Yehuda Michelson, who says a beautiful reason why maybe our Gemara's Nusach is the more correct Nusach, Kolam Mevi, as opposed to Kolam Mefarnes. And that is because the Arzaru and Hilchas Kriyashma, and he brings a Rush, and he brings a Mordechai, all ask a question. The Gemara says in Brachas that if a Talmud Chacham wants to have the minhag to never receive gifts, never wants to receive gifts, he's like, don't give me anything, don't support me, I want to support myself. The Talmud Chacham wants to have that attitude, says the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, that's beautiful, because Shmuel HaNavi had that lifestyle. Shmuel HaNavi never took anything from anybody, like it says in the Pasuk, it's Haftar and Pashas Kairach. But, says the Gemara, same Gemara, the Talmud Chacham wants to receive gifts. He wants to allow it. That's also beautiful. Because we find that Elisha, Hanavi, you know, received the gift from that woman who built a roof for it, helped him out. So Elisha didn't have a problem taking from other people, and that's also okay. So either way is okay. So the Ar Zeruah and the Rush, on the Rosh and Brachas, the Gai Sashri, and the Mordechai, all ask Akasha. Halacha is that if someone has 200 zuz, he's not considered an ani, he's not allowed to be taking tzedakah. So what was Elisha doing, taking support from others? See, in this Gemara, in the Haftira, in our Haftira, taking the bread from others when he doesn't have a din ani. And right afterwards, the Arzurua asks another question that the Yushalmi says in Maseches Yuma when it's discussing the Sar Lashem, Sar Lazazel. Yushalmi says, Rav Pinchas ben Yair was once offered by a doctor. This doctor offered to teach him the Shem HaMefarish. Yushalmi says in Yuma, Rav Pinchas ben Yair said, no, I cannot learn the Shem HaMefarish because I receive Meiser. Or either he was a Kohen or a Levi, I receive Meiser. And since I receive Meiser, therefore I'm not allowed to know the Shem HaMefarish. And Mefarshim explained that the Shem HaMefarish is so Kaddish, someone who's involved in the Shem HaMefarish, the holy name of Hashem, who learns the special name of Hashem, it's so Kaddish, he's using it, means he's living on a super high level. He has to be so parish from the world, he can't receive gifts from anybody. And since he was receiving this Meiser, so he's not allowed to know the Shem HaMefarish. Rav Pinchas ben Yair says about himself. So if so, question is, so Elisha, the Navi, who we know did all these Nisim, he knew the Shem, and it seems that this proves also that he had money. How is he allowed to go along and receive gifts? And the Arzurua says, well, it depends if he's being supported or if it's being given b'derech kavei to him. If he's being supported through the gifts, then it's usher. But if the person giving it to him is honored to give it to him, it's just a privilege to give it to him, then it's not a problem. And says the saga in the back of the Gemara in Ksuvis, that will explain why our nusach of the Gemara doesn't call him a farnes Talmud Chacham. It's called a nois in the Talmud Chacham. Heel heavy bikurim, and he learns it from Elisha, because it wasn't about supporting Elisha, it was about the privilege of giving Elisha. It was just a schus to be able to go along and help Elisha. And maybe we could try to give a teretz to the nusach of the actual Tanna Devar Eliyahu, where it says, call him a farnes. And we'll do this based on understanding a little bit, b'chlal, what is the chashav inyan of supporting Talmidei Chachamim. And we, of course, find it in the final parak of Mesillas Yesharim, the last parak of the whole Sefer. He speaks about the difference between Tahara and Kedusha. And he says, someone who becomes a Kadesh, he's not just clean, he's not just pure. This person has become like the Mizbeach himself. And the Mesillas Yesharim writes, and I know this sounds very Hasidish, but Mesillas Yesharim was Italian, and he was not Hasidish. He says that those who are so Kaddish like the Mizbeach, the food that they eat, it's as if it's a carbon on Mizbeach, and that's the source for Hasidim who have the idea of Shirayim, because the Tzaddik who eats a certain food, if he's really a Tzaddik, it's like literally food that went on Mizbeach, and the rest of the food is a Shirayim. The Hasidim say this, based on this Mesillas Yesharim. So, Mesillas Yesharim gives a few examples of a Tzaddik who becomes a Mamish like a Mizbeach, and one of his proofs is our Gemara, our Haftarah, where Elisha becomes like a Mizbeach, or your Makrivanim Bikurim, and so too any Talmud Chacham, says the Gemara, becomes like someone who offered a Bikurim, which is mamish like some Mechina of a Mizbeach. The Netziv expounds on this more in Parshas Kisavi at the beginning by the Mitzvah of Bikurim. And the Netziv is coming to answer two Kashas. One Kasha that Ramban says, Ramban asks on Rashi, Rashi says, on the pasuk, "Uvasal haKayin Ashiyi b'Yom Mehin," you should come to the Kayin who is officiating in those days. So Rashi says, "What's a lashon b'Yom Mehin?" So Rashi says, "Oh, don't say, you know, I only want to go to a Kayin like Aaron or Lazar, Isamar, Nadav, Avihu, or I don't know, some other famous great Kayin. No, Ein lecha el haKayin Asher b'Yomecha. All you have is a Kayin that's in your day. You have to go to whatever kain is there, bring Bikurim." Frek the Ramban, why would there be a Havamina? Why would one think, in the first place, that Bikurim is dependent on a Chash of a kain? What's the connection between bringing Bikurim and the kain? Why is that especially something you would think that, oh, I'm only going to bring it if there's a Chash of a kain? It's about bringing it to Beis HaMikdash. It's about coming with a Kar Sotayv, thanking Hashem. Why is the kain so important that you would maybe think that if it's not an important enough kain, not a famous enough kain, there's no mitzvah bikurim? Another question, that question is asked by the Ramban. Another question that the Netziv asks, it says, when you bring the bikurim, you begin and you say, "Higarati hayoyim l'Hashem Elokecha." I relate today to Hashem, your God. Why doesn't it say l'Hashem Elokeinu, our God? What is Elokecha? So the Netziv goes and explains very basic aside. Everybody knows that bikurim is an expression of Hakaras HaTayv. Rashi says it at the beginning of the Parashat Bikurim, the Sefer Chinuch says it, many others. It's an expression of Hakaras HaTayv. And actually, it brings a medrash that says, B'schus, bringing the Bikurim from the Shivas Aminim, we get a bracha in the special fruit of Eretz Yisrael. So really, by expressing this Hakaras HaTayv, it brings Shefa to Eretz Yisrael and brings more Shefa to the fruit of the one who's bringing it. He says, really, every carbon is a source of Shefa. You bring a carbon, you closer to Hashem, and Hashem is willing to go along and give you more. But normally, it goes on the Mizbeach. Bikurim, you bring it next to the Mizbeach, and then it goes to the Kohen. And he says, that's the pshat of the Gemara, that someone gives a gift to a Talmud Chacham, as if he brought Bikurim, because he's realizing what this Talmud Chacham does for Klal Yisrael. When one gives a gift to a Talmud Chacham, he's expressing his Hakaras HaTayv for what this Talmud Chacham is doing for Am Yisrael. What this Talmud Chacham is doing, how much shmir this Talmud Chacham has for Klal Yisrael, the inspiration that he has, the Haganah that he's doing, the real protection coming out of this Talmud Chacham. So by giving it, it's the same as in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when you give to the Kohen by expressing a Kohar as a type, so the Kohen is Oyven in the Beis HaMikdash, who has everything running like clockwork. So Mela says in the Sif, he's answered his two questions. He answered why there would be a Havamina, that maybe only a real Chash of a Kohen, and if we don't have any famous Kehana, maybe there's no mitzvah of Bikurim, because Bikurim is, yes, it's Hakar HaSataif, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but this Hakar HaSataif is also expressed through Hakar HaSataif of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kehanim, and Sadiqim, and leaders. And therefore, there will be a Havamina, one might think, that if the Kohen is not on par with earlier generations, that maybe there's no Bikurim. So therefore, Tyrus says, according to the Dar, don't get too particular on the Kohen, but there was a Havamina Mamish. It's so important, the Kohen, that maybe, if he's not Chashev enough, you don't bring Bikurim. And now we understand why he says, Higate Hayoyim Hashem Elokecha. Listen to this beautiful thing. It says in Mitziv, Elokecha, you're talking to the Kohen. You're saying, I know that all the Hashkacha, Pratis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael is in your Schus. Elokecha, I know that we see that he's your God more than anything else. We see the Elikus on you. You are a living embodiment of how a Yid's supposed to live, and Hashkacha comes through you. The Parnasa comes through you. Kala Oilam Kula Inida Mizchus B'chanida Ben Daisa, like the Gemara says. So that's why you say, Higati Yayim Hashem Elikecha. The part of that car is a type is to the Tzadikim, the Kehanim, the Tamid Chachamim, who in their Schus, everything is running so beautifully. And that's why if you give a present to a Talmud Chacham, essentially it's the same idea what went on by Bikurim to the Kehanim. And that's why the Gemara is comparing the two. Now we maybe can understand, perhaps, the Lashon of the Tanit Ve'elio, where the Tanit Ve'elio, instead of saying, oh, what's... Could it be real Bikurim to Elisha? There was no Beis HaMikdash and the Shaman, and there was no Kayan Gadol. And we asked, what's the Lashon Kayan Gadol? Or back and then asked to just say Kayan. Why Kayan Gadol? The answer is we are thinking about the great Tzaddikim, the leaders, who in their Schus everything was running, and that's why there was the Mitzvah Bikurim. The whole Mitzvah Bikurim was very much connected to having Gedolei Hadar, because Bikurim don't go on the Mizbeach. Don't forget that no fruit go on the Mizbeach. It's a deraisa. It's brought up to the Mizbeach, but the actual fruit is all offered to the Kehanim, to the Gedolei Hadar. And that's really the stress of the Kohen Gadol and all of those underneath him. And that's why maybe we could just go with the Lashon of the Tanit Ve'elio, which also writes a Lashon of Kolam HaFarnes, because yes, we're supporting them, but it's a schus to support them. Not like schnorrers, not like we give it to them, you know, begrudgingly. No, it's such an honor, so beautiful, such a wonderful schus to be able to go along and support Talmidei Chachamim. And if someone does that, then he really understands what Bikurim is. He really understands what Hakar HaSataiv is. And he understands Hakar HaSataiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Misharsim, those that are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be Zeiche to have a kesher to Talmidei Chachamim, kesher to Gedolei Yisrael, kesher to Rabbanim, kesher to Kehanim, to Misharsim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ovdei Hashem, and realize what kind of a privilege it is to support them. We support them, we're really just helping ourselves. We support them, it's the greatest honor in the world. We feel like you're taking care of them or anything like that, silly. It's a schus to be able to go along and help them. And if someone does that, he was zeichem mamish, was man azeh, like the Gemara says. We learn from the story of Elisha to go along and bring Bikurim in the Beis HaMikdash, even if you're not in Yerushalayim, and even if it's not a Kohen, it's as if you mamish brought Bikurim. As I said in Gemara, learn from the Haftarah, we should zeichem to have a kesher to the right people. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. Kol Tov.